Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome into the Small College Sports Report here on Tuesday, April 20th. I'm your host, Chris Sawyer. Glad to have you guys back with us. We've got a great show today. Got someone who has not been on the show before, and we're excited to highlight him and his program. We have Caldwell Tech Community College head women's basketball coach, Anderson Bynum. And before we get to Coach Bynum, just want to let you know we have chosen our Athlete of the Week this week, and we'll be putting it out this afternoon. But just to let you guys know here live, it's a Wake Tech Community College baseball player, Cole Cunningham, who had a solid weekend in a weekend series sweep of Fayetteville Tech, and a big region win for them. And also want to we're always trying to highlight what some of the coaches and student athletes are doing. And this week we wanted to highlight Brian Stratton, assistant coach Demetri Bailey, for his Write Your Story LLC.com website. You can pick up some really cool Write Your Story sweatshirts and t-shirts. So support Demetri and his cause and what he's doing. And go to the website again, Write Your Own Story LLC.com and order some apparel. It's really cool stuff. But hey, let's get right into it. I think we're joined now by a head women's basketball coach at Caldwell Tech, Coach Anderson Bynum. Coach, how are you?
Doing great.
Hey, man, it's glad to have you on. I'm familiar with Caldwell Tech, but some of our listeners may be not, so glad to have you on to talk about the Cobras program. But, hey, before we get into the program, talk a little bit. I was reading your bio, and talk a little about maybe a little bit about the journey getting to Caldwell Tech and what brought you to take over the Cobras program.
It's been a long journey. I started off, I cut my teeth at North Carolina Central University under current head coach Lavelle Moulton. Doing some operational stuff. Basically, I was a glorified manager. And then I've kind of worked my way up. I've moved up and down the East Coast doing camps, prep schools. And then I kind of latched on and set some roots down at Clinton College for 4 years as the first 3 years as assistant men's basketball coach. Then the last year we had a change in staff, and I got to take over and be head coach for the last year and had some really good success.
Yeah, you guys are down in North Carolina. You guys got to play this year. And I'm looking at some – let's talk about some of your players. Because one of the things that really – you know, everybody talks about defense wins games. But not only on the defense side, but offensive side, you're rebounding. And I know I didn't get to preface this with you earlier, but I just looking at some of your rebounding. You had, looks like, three players who had over 100 – rebounds on the season. Is it Michaela Hill had 147, but 111 of those were defensive rebounds. And it looks like Akita Jenkins had 83 defensive rebounds as well. And then Nakia Lynch with 65. So of those three who were over 100, a majority of those came on the defensive side. Can you talk about your mindset and how you instill in your players getting those defensive rebounds to get the ball going on offense?
Well, we crashed the boards extremely hard, and we were blessed to get Jenkins in. She was a 6'4" transfer out of a Florida junior college who had battled some injuries over 2 years, but was very, very athletic. Getting recruited by Power Five schools in the Big East. And she came in and she kind of gave us a whole new presence defensively. And then Michaela Hill, let me tell you, from the day I walked on campus, she's a holdover from the previous coaching staff. COVID had really taken a hit on her conditioning. But let me tell you, around January, when she got in the groove, she became an absolute dominating monster on rebounding and probably our best all-around basketball player, even though statistically it doesn't show. And you'll notice that we had some other players noticed and awarded some things in our region. But I would say all-around, Michaela Hill was our all-around best player. So those two in particular were just very aggressive. And then Nakia Lynch, she came to us down in North Carolina in the western part of the state. We have what we call the Blue-White All-Star Game. It's a humongous honor to be a part of that if you're in Western North Carolina. She was a member of the blue and white game, but she doesn't score the ball extremely well. But to say that and to be a member of that game shows you how well she rebounds that basketball, and she basically just gobbles them up. And that's one of the things we love about her. And she'll be returning to us next year, and that's something we're extremely excited about as we get bigger as a team and we look for her development.
Yeah, yeah. You look at a lot of those stats stand out. And go back to Jenkins real quick. I'm looking here, 38 blocks, 18 steals. So, yeah, she's coming back as well, Coach?
No, she's not. She's actually she's very interested in medical school, so right now she's back home. And we believe she's getting ready to go into the Air Force. We're trying to work some things out to see if we can get her to the Air Force Academy. But she's looking at moving on to the Air Force and moving through there so they will pay for medical school. But she was dynamic during that last stretch. She had multiple games of 7 or 8 blocks. And in our conference tournament, even though we came up with the loss in the first round, I mean, she played out of her mind. So I'm disappointed in the fact that she's not going to, you know, move on with her basketball career, but we're excited, and it's always an honor to have somebody who makes the decision to serve their country.
Okay. You know, Coach, I think that's a great point what you make. A lot of times we talk stats and how the program is going, but you as a junior college basketball coach, you're not just preparing your student-athletes to move on to maybe play at a NCAA school. What you just gave a great example. No matter what they're doing, you're still preparing them to go into life and what they're going to choose in a career. Kind of talk about that sometimes that people don't think about. You're doing other things just besides preparing them to play basketball.
It's something that I'm extremely passionate about at the community college level. You know, a lot of times in the recruiting process, you get asked, well, how do I get moved on to the next level, to the next level? But the interesting thing about us is sometimes they get here and they start finding themselves. They're away from their parents. They really start honing in on things that interest them. And then for some of them, that means that they're not going, you know, the associate's degree, or they find a trade that they're in love with, or they find an art skill like cosmetology that they're in love with. And then they decide to kind of shift from moving on to the next level to play basketball to kind of moving on to that next level of their life. And we support that. It's like I said, it's something that I'm extremely passionate about. It's just helping people get to the next level, no matter what that is, no matter what that is for them. A lot of times with community college basketball, my goal is to kind of break habits that they had and give them new habits to move on to the next level of basketball. For some of them, that kind of, they say, this is fun. This is going to be it for me. And we have very honest conversations about that. And that's how we move forward. Kind of to go back really quick, Nakia Lynch is another player who coming in said, this is going to be it for me. And we're blessed because one of the blessings of this horrible COVID pandemic is that our freshman last year get to play 3 years. She's in our very competitive physical therapy program. She's going to go into that. She's going to graduate and start her career, but she's going to get to play for us for 3 years. And that's just the type of conversations we have with our players about, you know, being realistic and taking the next step in life as well as athletically.
Again, you're listening to Small College Sports Report here. We're joined with Coach Anderson Bynum from Caldwell Tech Community College Women's Basketball Program. Coach, a couple more things. You guys, it looks like you're not afraid to throw up the three. Is that something, I'm looking at, you know, your game logs from the year, is that something that you guys really work on, or the shots are just there and you know, you instill them, not afraid to take them?
Well, it comes a lot with us not having a right now, you know, a true off post offensive post player threat. And then a lot of it was early on, we were teaching them how to play in spacing. So we worked a lot on the dribble drive, which led to a lot of threes. So that's something that we're going to look to rein in a little bit once we get to the into next season. We're going to rein that in a little bit. We've done very well recruiting. We have a lot of, we have addressed our post, our offensive post. So we're looking to get the ball inside a little more. but we're still going to put that three up. Threes count more than twos.
That's right. Hey, Coach, so Caldwell Tech, what is it that, would have someone interested in coming to Caldwell Tech? What are some of the features that you tell your recruits that would get them interested to come into play for you?
We tell them that opportunity's here. One of the last stops I take you on when we do a tour is our weight room. So we have a very nice weight room, but we're short. We don't have the fancy murals. We don't have, we have one TV in there. It's not, we don't have TVs everywhere. We don't have our emblem on the floor. But we have very nice equipment. And I tell them this is pretty much sums up your JUCO experience if you choose to come to Caldwell. We have everything you need, everything to get the job done, but it's not going to be fancy and dripping with the bells and whistles. And we just tell them, if you come here, this is a wonderful opportunity. We're going to get you better, and we're going to help you reach whatever the next step is you want in life. I'm connected with, four-year coaches. I'm friends with a lot of four-year coaches. If you put the work in, we'll get you out. But we also tell them, just like we discussed earlier, if you want to take a different avenue in life, this is a great place to do it and start and figure yourself out academically, also athletically. If you want to move on, if you want to get a trade, what do you want to do in life? And we help them figure those things out. And that's what we tell our recruits when we talk to them. And sometimes that appeals to the parents more than to the student athlete, but we like to recruit the family and have them understand what we're about and being honest up front from the get-go.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, recruiting the family, because it is a family decision, and they want to see their kids succeed as well. Hey, Coach, before we go, if someone's interested in Caldwell Tech, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can reach me on my email at the website, ccci.edu. You can click on the athletics tab, and all my information's there. You can also text me at 828-222-0978. We're recruiting. We have around 6 spots left to fill, so if you're an athlete looking to play college basketball, or if you know someone or have a family member or a friend that's looking to continue their college basketball career, have them reach out to us. We are definitely looking.
Caldwell Tech, Division I school, Region 10. Coach, thanks for coming on the show today. A little quick, short lunch break. But we appreciate you coming, and we look forward to following you guys and having you. Don't be a stranger to the show. We'll have you back on, especially as you get gearing up for next season, hopefully a little bit more normal than this past one.
We won't. We love what you're doing. Love what you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We'll stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was Caldwell Tech Community College head women's basketball coach, Coach Anderson Bynum. Great to have him in here talking about the Cobras program on our lunch break this week. Again, check them out. They're in Region 10, Division 1, another great school. There are tons of great schools out there in the junior college arena. We cover mostly Region 10, so check all those schools out. Again, I want to thank you guys for joining us today, and don't forget to go to writeyourstoryllc.com, writeyourstoryllc.com. Dimitri Bailey's got some cool stuff there, Write Your Story apparel, to wear around. I've seen a lot of coaches, a lot of student athletes wearing it, and Dimitri's a good friend of this program and a great person that really helps student athletes along their journey of trying to get where they want to go. Again, check out this afternoon on our Twitter and Facebook. We'll be announcing or putting up Cole Cunningham from Wake Tech Community College was our athlete of the week. Hey, thanks again for joining us. It's a great week. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week and a good weekend. As always, we'll be back next week. NJCAA basketball tournament's going on right now. Take a look at that on the NJCAA TV. A lot of great talent there, a lot of great teams. And until then, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining in on the Small College Sports Report.